Now, what's a hamster have to do with finding your true love? Well, I come home one day and my kids are bugging me for hamsters. They had these little cool Siberian hamsters. They're so cute. I don't know if you've ever seen these types of hamsters, but they're really cool. You put them in your hand and they climb through your hand and they walk all over you and they're super cute. So I thought, you know what? I've been telling my kids, no, I don't want hamsters. I mean, you know, they got like stinky cages and they make a bunch of noise. And you know how every kid wants animals and the parents are like, you know what? They're going to be mine after about 2 days. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? So anyway, I don't know what happened to me, but I thought to myself, self? I said, yeah, I think I'll do something cool for the kids. I'm going to surprise them. I'm going to go get those hamsters. I mean, what the heck? Back! There's going to be these little hamsters, and, you know, they're cute, and I'm going to make my kids happy. So I go, I buy 3 hamsters, 1 for each kid. And I come back with a cage, and there's 3 hamsters in there, and the kids are so excited, and they're so happy, and they're playing with the hamsters, and it was 2 guys and 1 girl. Well, after a little bit, my daughter had, you know, said that, hey, look, you know, my hamster's getting beat up by these other 2 hamsters. So it turns out it was like, you, the one girl and the boy were ganging up on this other guy and they were trying to kill him, you know, hamster side. So, so anyway, I thought, oh man, I gotta go buy another cage. So I buy another cage. I come back. I put the one guy in there. I'm like, oh, sorry, dude. You know, but I'm not gonna buy you a girlfriend. But you're on your own. Got your bachelor pad over here. Got him his little sawdust, and you know, I saw he was okay. He was playing in there by himself, and I thought one day, I thought, you know, maybe I'll just switch him out and let the guy have some friendship with the other one, and they can kind of like rotate as buddies, you know, else they can go around and, you know, 2 at a time in there. And so I put them, switched them, and turned out that the girl hamster, she was really upset. She's like, you know, hey, you know, what's up? Who are you, man? And she tried to, you know, try to kill him. He's like, he's in the corner, and she's like pouncing on him and stuff like that. You know, some hamster foo. So anyway, you know, I says, oh, this is no good. So I had, you know, had to take him out and put him back in his cage. And I'm like, you know, sorry, dude. You know, I felt bad for him, the poor hamster, you know. And he'd be in there digging under his sawdust and playing on his wheel. And the other 2 were just happy-go-lucky couple. So the next thing you know, the kids, they want a dog. And I'm like, no dog and no hamsters. I'm not going to have 2 animals. And you have to choose what you want. It was just kind of a time in our lives where there was just some things that the kids really needed to have some cheering up, you know, and I thought a dog would be, you know, better than a hamster. So I said, look, I'll make a deal with you. If you can find some nice homes for the hamsters, we can get a dog. So they're like, oh, great. The first hamster, no problem. The couple, happy couple, they were taken right away. Boom, they're gone. And I saw the little dude by himself. I'm like, oh, sorry, dude, man. And I'm thinking, wow, this guy is destined to a lonely life of bachelorhood. My daughter says, oh, I have someone that wants to take this hamster. His name was Go-Go. Go-Go. Friend comes and bangs on the door and picks up the hamster. And I say, hey, bye, Go-Go. She takes the cage, and there goes Go-Go. That was it for the hamsters, or so I thought. About 20 minutes later, the same girl that came to pick up Go-Go brings the cage back. And I'm thinking, oh, no, man, I guess she didn't want the hamster. My daughter says, oh, no, she wanted the hamster, but she didn't want the cage. Why didn't she want the cage? She said, because she has a girl hamster and she's looking for a husband. I'm like, whoa, look at that. I thought to myself, amazing. Here's a little hamster in the corner of a house stuck in a cage with no chance in heaven of finding himself a mate. I mean, come on, you know? I mean, where are you going to find a hamster? I mean, there's some, you know. So I was totally blown away by that. I thought to myself, wow, that's amazing. You know, if a hamster in a cage, in a corner of a house, could be picked up and swept away to his soulmate, So that can happen for anybody, right? I mean, think about it. I mean, what are the chances of that? So I want to tell you, don't lose hope. I mean, you don't have to feel like you're a hamster in a cage. I'm sure sometimes that you might, but don't lose hope. You know, the main thing is just have faith. I believe in God. So I will say this, just trust God. He knows what he's doing. You don't need to get involved in it. You don't have to make yourself crazy about it. You could take a look at this hamster stuff, because this is a real story, and you can say, hey, you know what? If it happened to a hamster, it certainly can happen to me. I just need to just have faith. I need to just trust God. He knows what he's doing, and you know, I'll just go about my business just like that hamster did in his little cage, and you'll see. Something great is going to happen for you. You know why? Because you're full of it. That's right. And you just need to up yours. What is it? Your potential. All right. Abraham Vanismach here, and upyours.vip to download your worksheets for the Up Yours self-coaching program. It's cool. You can actually coach yourself. You don't need to go spend a bunch of money with somebody. And, you know, I'm not saying that it's not worth it. It, you know, might be, might not be, but for certain you could do this for yourself. So go to upyours.vip. Okay. Have a great wherever you are, whenever you are. Abraham Vanismach signing out.